Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to another episode of Marcus Aurelius's Meditations for Modern Life. Just before I get on with today's passage, thank you for those of you who have reached out, dropped me a message on the return again of these episodes. Glad you're enjoying the recent uploads. And also, I've noticed there's a new little addition for those of you who listen on Spotify. You're now able to add little comments onto each individual episode, which I think is a frigging awesome idea. Now, I'm presuming as well that a bit like just sort of rating the show, the more of those sort of comments that sort of come up, the more, you know, the more the show will actually like appear in other people's feeds and what have you and attract more people to it. So, guys, if you're enjoying any episodes, please do leave a comment after it. Also, as I've mentioned before, do reach out to me. Let me know on social media as well. That's ADZ Fitness on Instagram. My Twitter's the same. You can find me on Facebook as well under Adam Bates. Now, on with the show. We are on book 4. And this is passage 20. Everything in any way beautiful has its beauty of itself, inherent and self-sufficient. Praise is no part of it. At any rate, praise does not make anything better or worse. This applies even to the popular conception of beauty, as in material things or works of art. So does the truly beautiful need anything beyond itself? No more than law, no more than truth, no more than kindness or integrity. Which of these things derives its beauty from praise or withers under criticism? Does an emerald lose its quality if it is not praised? And what of gold, ivory, purple, a lyre, a dagger, a flower, a bush? So in this episode, Marcus is continuing talking about praise, but I think with this one, the passage is so beautiful, the way that he puts it. And it's so clear as well. I think Marcus's words do a lot of the talking on this one. If you think about what we talked about yesterday with praise, and was it day before? And did the episode on judgment as well. What a great way to put it. I mean, if you look at an emerald or something, okay, something that's considered beautiful, a work of art or what have you, does that emerald become more or less beautiful because of how we describe it? Okay, whether we give it praise, whether we call it ugly even, whether we give it criticism, does it change its form? Does it change its beauty? It still looks the same, doesn't it? Irrespective of our judgments towards it. And I think that's just such a beautiful way to put it when you actually think about that. You know, if you, anything, anyone says to you, whether it's like praising you for some things we talked about yesterday, why should that affect your actions? You know, are you doing things hunting for praise? Are you doing things with a thought in mind of what others will perceive from it? And that's, you know, in today's society where so much is built on social media and those kind of connections, that's not always easy to do. But it becomes much easier to do when you are completely confident in yourself and have love for yourself. And of course, when you're prepared to listen and learn, but then talk about the things of which you know. And when you talk of the things about the things of which you know, you're more confident in doing so. And therefore, if you know that you're right in what you're saying or what you're doing, why does the opinion of others matter? Remember as well that people only will compare you based on their values, okay? So they will advise, they will criticize based on their values. You know, we naturally as people try to inflict our values on others, what we think is right, we expect to see in others. But they may have slightly different perceptions of what's right and wrong, what's good and bad, okay? So what you need to do, if every action that you're taking, do that action because it's beautiful, because it's creating a life for you that's beautiful, because it's leading you to what you want to do or leading you to live by the greater good. Now, most people will make choices and actions based on a very short-term time perspective. We talk about the seeking of rewards, seeking of pleasures, okay? You may have thought and studied something and been making a decision, making a piece of work, whatever it is, that isn't just based on instant gratification and fulfillment, as it shouldn't be, right? We're not doing it for the praise of others. But they may be saying, well, where's this benefiting in the short term? You know, they may be judging you based on their values, what they think is important, what they think isn't important. But we're all different, okay? Do things because it feels right to you. Do things because it's right by your character. And I'll just finish this one by saying, the only judgment that is worth us really considering is that when we go to bed each evening, if we can sit there before we go to sleep, lay there, what have you, and praise our own character for the actions that we've done that day, then I think that's a fair judgment. But then also remember to criticize that character as well, because ultimately that is how we improve. You know, one of the things I've been doing a lot of recently is writing, okay, and I will, some short stories particularly. I'm actually writing a book on the Meditations for Modern Life as well. So incidentally on that, guys, if any of you have favourite passages or episodes that you'd want to see included in the book, please let me know. But ultimately, I actually want not so much praise, I want criticism to that writing. And I actually select people where I'll send things to for that purpose. And the short stories, I plan to actually read some and release just as episodes on the As Fitness on Human Behaviour, Psychology and Mental Health podcast as well. So that's still to come. But I'm actually not looking for praise or input in, you know, sending those to people to read. I'm actually looking for that criticism, because that's what like is going to drive me to become better as a writer. And I think it's a good idea if we all did that at the end of each day, to criticise or praise our own character for the decisions and actions that we've made through that day. Consider if you did that every single day, how much your character will develop for the good. Guys, thank you very much for listening. As I say, if you're listening on Spotify and you've enjoyed the episode, please have one of those little comment things. It's quite cool. And also reach out on social media if you have been experiencing anything. You know, you can reach out for anything, ask me questions, what have you. But, you know, particularly if you're enjoying the show, also let me know if you have shared it elsewhere. The more that we can do all of that, guys, if you're benefiting from this, then, you know, play your role in helping others as well. And let's help the show grow. Because, as you know, that inspires me to keep doing more as well. And the more that I know it is positively impacting lives. Thank you very much for listening. And I'll see you next time.